This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Congress is in recess until September, so meanwhile, senators and representatives are back in their home states. On Wednesday, Senator Bill Cassidy talked health care in Baton Rouge.
The Senate failed to replace repeal Obamacare in August.
Now he's working with Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, to craft a different repeal and replace health care bill.
Continuing the coverage, broadening the risk pool, lowering the cost of premiums, but at the same time making the system more sustainable.
Under Governor John Bel Edwards, Medicaid was expanded in Louisiana in July 2016. Since then, nearly 450,000 Louisianians have signed up for coverage. Under the current system, Cassidy is concerned the cost to the state will eventually become unsustainable.
In 2020, states will be responsible for 10% of whatever they've been drawing down from the federal government. The 10% that we as taxpayers will owe in 2020 is $310 million per year.
The left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities releases an analysis of the Cassidy-Graham bill today. According to their study, the bill would implement a block grant system for states to cover the cost of care for Medicaid recipients.
But that grant would be lower than the amount of money that states are receiving now, and the cuts would grow over time.
Nick Alvarez is a senior policy analyst with the Louisiana Budget Project.
Louisiana would see a cut of $2.3 billion in 2026 through Senator Cassidy's bill.
Cassidy says he hopes to bring the bill to a vote by the end of September. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.